Welcome back to the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. We talked about tomatoes in the first segment there, and the consistent watering is required for tomatoes. Tree Diaper can provide that consistent watering so you don't have many problems that others may do.
If your plants could talk to you, they would have a few complaints about not being properly watered, either too little or too much.
You don't want your plants to be mad at you.
No. So how do you water properly? Well, you take the guesswork out by using the Tree Diaper. Tree Diaper is a revolutionary watering system that stabilizes soil moisture by taking up excess water and slowly releasing it when plants need it. The Tree Diaper is filled with water from rain, or when you water and slowly release water over 3 weeks. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, Tree Diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Made in the USA, check out all the sizes they have available at treediaper.com. It'll make your plants happy. That's treediaper.com, treediaper.com.
So there are things under the soil. We talked about a little bit of this last week on the program. There's a lot of things under the soil that we can physically see, and many, many things in which we cannot see, but science has shown, and the results of the healthy plants or non-healthy plants are a result of. And we're talking about nematodes. There are good nematodes, and there are bad nematodes. And we're just going to unravel a little bit of this under the soil mystery, as much like the tomatoes, this is a whole show in itself as well, talking about the life under the soil and the importance of nematodes and understanding all of that that goes on, Holly.
Yeah, so they are microscopic insects, and they are sometimes referred to as roundworms, and they're a smooth worm, but they have these sharp teeth that they use to eat your plants, eat the cell walls of your plants. So they're super, super tiny.
You're now, that's going, the bad ones.
Right. And then the good ones, yeah. They eat the bad nematodes, and they also eat different larvae and grubs. So, yeah. So the bad nematodes are what most people are concerned with.
Well, yeah. If you have no problems, then everything is in a harmony and everything's good in the garden. And you don't have to worry about it because everything's happening just the way it's supposed to. But if you get a problem of an infestation of bad nematodes, then there's a lot of telltale signs that can show you this.
Right. So one thing is that you're going to have typically stunted plants because they are eating the cell walls, which don't allow the cells to generate.
Develop, right.
Develop. Yep. And then another thing is premature wilting, because obviously if they're eating the cell walls of the plant's not getting the nutrients it needs. And then the yellowing of the plant, which means that it's because of just how the nematodes are consuming that plant from the inside, from the root. But it doesn't mean that if you have a yellowing plant, you have nematodes.
Right. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Just because you have – and that's why it's very important to – be aware of what's going on in your garden. If the plants are dry, water, you know, if you check off all the boxes, the plant's been watered, the plant, you know, there's been no chemical drift or chemical issues that would cause curling or stunting of the plant, then you've got to go, okay, now what's the next thing on the list? Do I have a nematode problem? Because everything that I'm seeing now is only pointing in that direction. So that's kind of what I'm getting. Yeah, that's what you were driving at as well. That, you know, just because it's one thing doesn't mean it's always that one thing.
Right. So, yeah, exactly. So you have to do the process of elimination. Now, if you take care of one issue, whether that be the yellowing or the stunted plants or what have you, and then you still have the other issues, then you might want to consider the fact that you could have nematodes. So you can combat them a number of ways.
Okay.
One.
So it's not a devastation. I've got it. Now I'm done gardening forever.
No.
Okay.
So if you – so say it's near the end of the season.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, well, I might have nematodes. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I do. But now I'm kind of done with gardening for the year. So what you can do is you can then remove any vegetation, and then you want to – add organic matter to the soil, mix in the organic matter. That's going to disturb those nematodes. And you think, aren't they going to eat the organic matter? And no, they like to feed off of live plants. So if you add organic matter and disturb them and remove the plants, then you'll help kind of disturb those bad nematodes. And if they don't have anything to eat, then they're going to die.
Right.
And then you can also move crops. So if you notice that you might have a nematode problem on one crop, say it's your like tomatoes or something, if you move them to a different location, then you're like likely to have that problem. If you're super, super concerned, you could not plant in that area for a couple of years, but you want to try to avoid that.
Now, for people who may go, well, what if I have nematodes? How do I actually, you know, prove that I do? The only way to accurately diagnose a nematode problem is to send the soil to a laboratory. Send a sample to a laboratory, to a nematode laboratory for analyzation. The lab will extract the nematodes from your soil sample to determine whether or not they present a potential damaging problem, or have a, or if they're the number of nematodes out, you know, per capita, I guess is a better term, to determine whether or not you have a potential problem. Because you, all soil has good and bad. It's whenever you have more bad than good is whenever you begin to see these problems on your plants.
Right. And another thing is that I know we talk all the time about consistent watering, but it's so helpful to your plants, and it also makes them strong. It keeps them healthy, and it keeps the nematodes from wanting to attack them.
Well, just like, you know, Holly and I are not doctors, and we don't pretend to play any, but we've all heard this from TV and everything else. If you are healthy and you stay hydrated and you eat as healthy as you can type of thing and take your vitamins and, you know, all that stuff, you are more able to fight off, and you have a good immune system, you're more likely able to fight off germs.
Right.
Just like a plant. A healthy plant can fight off bad bugs and even protect itself from a colder temperatures than a dehydrated or a sick plant could.
Yeah, so I know we talk about watering all the time, consistent watering, but it's very important, and it's very important to get yourself on that schedule. And once you get yourself on that schedule, then it's gonna always be something that isn't on your mind.
Right. So, I mean, with nematodes, most of us have never dealt with it or needed to worry about it, but it is something in which we need to be aware of the situation, because just like, you know, in gardening, the more we learn, the better off we are, so we can knock those, you know, oh, it's not this, it's not that, it's not this, oh, it's got to be that, because all the telltale signs, like we talked about it. You can, and, you know, we can bake the soil in order to get rid of them, like at the end of the season, you put a sheet of plastic over the soil, cover it with two sheets of clear plastic, and then it'll raise the temperature, and that can kill the bad nematodes. You can add good nematodes. You can purchase good nematodes.
Yeah, you can add good nematodes, and it's okay to add the good nematodes, especially maybe if you are – the good nematodes eat grubs.
Yes.
So if you have a lot of grub problems, it's not a bad thing to add those nematodes.
And this is not just for the garden. You can do this to your lawn as well. You can add the nematodes, and you want to do it early in the morning or late in the evening, but this can be beneficial for that as well.
Yeah. So there's many reasons to add nematodes, and it's not – a bad thing to add them. It's not going to harm your ecosystem. As long as you buy them from a local garden center or a local area, you should be fine. I wouldn't buy nematodes from overseas or something like that.
I don't even know if you can legally do that anyway.
I don't know either, but who knows at this point.
Well, when we talk about nematodes and the good bugs and the bad bugs, well, there's a bad bug, and it's called the Japanese beetle. And summer is near, the temperatures are warming up. You want to enjoy your backyard without dealing with those bugs or your garden, and Phylum Bioproducts has that product that can fix it for you.
Right. So with spring just around the corner, or for many of us, it's here at this point or getting close. And Grub Gone can be applied to turf or garden or around ornamentals to control grubs and lessen the impact that beetles have on your yard this summer. It's easy to use. You apply with a commercial spreader and irrigate into the soil, and it specifically targets grub and beetle invaders without harming beneficials such as bees, ladybugs, and butterflies. And to be honest, it's the only non-chemical that works. You can find out more at phylumbioproducts.com. That's phyllom bioproducts.com. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.